It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The Detroit International Auto Show kicked off with good news for GM and Chrysler. GM's Cadillac ATS won Car of the Year, while the Ram 1500 won Truck of the Year. Bernard Zwicky is with the Center for Automotive Research. He joins us now. So what is the significance of these wins for GM and Chrysler?
Well, it's a little bit more psychological than I think it'll be in terms of sales or hit to the bottom line. Interestingly, both of these vehicles are built in Michigan, so there's a very real local connection there as well. So this is kind of an endorsement that both of these critical vehicles were done right by the engineering teams.
In the midst of the auto bailout, the auto show was notably austere. Is it a feeling that those days are firmly behind GM and Chrysler now?
Yes, very much so. You know, in the past, I remember the 2009 and 10 shows. Those shows really had more of an atmosphere of almost allaying the fears that we're not going to be here next year. And that's really not the case anymore, and it hasn't been for the last 2 or 3 years. Now it's more about a confident approach, showing future product with every certainty that, one, the company is viable, and that, two, the products themselves are world-class.
Well, speaking of coming product, the auto show is a good time to make note of trends that are emerging in the auto industry. What trends are you seeing?
Well, you know, as always, we have refinements in green technology. And it's interesting where the Chevy Volt 2 years ago was such a dominant presence there. Now we have a Cadillac version of the Volt that we don't actually have pricing for, but may end up costing, you know, close to double what the Volt costs. And it's interesting to see that technology move up market. But it's certainly being baked into a larger array of vehicles. Notably, even Ford's Atlas pickup concept has a whole lot of green technology that we're expecting to see at least partially translate into the next generation of the production F-150 for the 2015 model year. So, you know, I would say the greenness kind of being universal, and then also this sort of new renewed confidence on the Detroit 3 side are sort of overarching themes that we're seeing quite strongly this year.
When you take a look at what's being shown in the auto show this year, who are automakers making these cars for? Who's their target demographic?
Well, certainly during the leaner days of a few years ago, there was a bigger focus on more fuel-efficient and also less expensive cars. Now we're very much back to the broad portfolio approach. So we're basically shipping and selling to a consumer that is more confident and has a slightly bigger purse to work with than before. So it is now back to the traditional potpourri of, yes, we have small cars, but really the stars this year are more expensive vehicles, including, for example, the next generation Chevy Corvette. Which, one, is not green at all. It's absolutely performance-oriented. And, two, it's a very expensive car. And it is perhaps the biggest star of the show so far.
Do you see the U.S. automakers targeting their foreign sales markets at all?
Well, clearly the eyes now are on Europe. The European market will most likely be as bad this year as it was last year. And, you know, it isn't so far translating into an economic hit in the United States in terms of reducing consumer confidence and hitting car sales that way. However, it is impacting their bottom lines. They're all taking losses in Europe that are offsetting some of the profits and the success that they're having in North America. So, you know, China, for example, is a little bit more stable. Growth there has slowed down, but it's not nearly as big an area of concern as Europe is for the Detroit 3 right now.
So for people who are listening who may be planning to go to the auto show, any advice for them about something they absolutely should go see while they're there?
Well, a few. I'd say the Cadillac ELR, the Chevy Corvette. Another one to keep your eye on that I think may be overlooked by some is the Lincoln MKC. And it's only a concept right now, but it's supposed to be very, very close in terms of what the actual production version will look like. But it's based on the Ford Escape. It's a luxury crossover. And when that vehicle actually hits production, and we do expect it to see production in about 2 years, it may really be the nice sort of bellwether comeback car that Lincoln needs. So that might end up being one of the more significant vehicles on the auto show floor this year.
Bernard Zwicky is an analyst with the Center for Automotive Research. Bernard, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.